T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Google, play WFAN.
Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? They don't have to really guess too much. If you've been paying attention for the last 3 hours, this is Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is only my third show, my third night. This is my second five-hour show. Got Rosie Whitney Rosenberg holding me down. Not to be confused with Paul Rosenberg, who's associated with Eminem. Same name, different guy, both goated, both legends. All right, now back to the talk. We've been talking everything New York sports. That's what we do here, right? I talk sports, so talk sports to me. Call up 877-337-6666. Our last caller was Milton from Brooklyn. That's my guy. Like, that's actually, like, my friend. He is a fellow bleacher creature, and if you're ever watching the Yankees play and you hear that bell going off, you hear that rhythm going off from 203 from the bleacher creatures, that is Milton who holds it down. He's not the old cowbell man. He's the newer cowbell man. And he's part of the bleacher creatures that I've been brought into the last three seasons. And when I first auditioned or I first had a chance to speak on WFAN in August, he was very proud. And, you know, I'd actually heard him call in, I think, to Carton and Roberts before. So it was just a full circle thing to finally have him call into my show. He called the first night and he just called. So Milton, cowbell man, shout out to you. Shout out to the Bleacher Creatures, Section 203, La Bodega family. We are on The Fan. Let's get back to the phones. Let's get back to the Yankee conversation. We got Devin in Yonkers. What's up, Devin? You're on The Fan.
Keith, congratulations, man, on your third show. This is awesome to hear you. I'm a young Yankee fan. I'm 27. And okay. I was just looking at a tweet you just sent out earlier today about Didi as a potential fix. Man, I would love nothing more than to see Didi Gregorius back in the Bronx. And, you know, I'm a passionate Yankee fan, as you are. It would warm my heart to see him back. You know, he would bring a lot of energy, and I feel like he'd bring a lot of good leadership. Yankees have a lot of things they need to fix. And I feel like Didi would be a good left-handed bat back. He knows how to play at Yankee Stadium. He'd bring some confidence back to the boys. Let me get your thoughts on that.
I got you, Devin. I'll take it from here. Thanks for the call. Don't get me wrong. I don't want Didi back, but I love Didi. Good times, man. I'll never forget. I pretty much called his grand slam in game two of the ALDS. I think I'm right with game two. Game two ALDS, Yankees Twins at Yankee Stadium. He hit that grand slam into section like 207, and I was in that section. And I, like, blacked out because I couldn't believe it actually happened. And the place went insane. It went absolutely nuts in Yankee Stadium. It was a day game into a night game. And Didi just answered the call. He was clutch. He did stuff like that for us back then. It's been some time since that time. It's past that time for him. When the Yankees decided to move on from him, he was upset. We knew that he was on his way out, and we didn't pay him the money that, you know, he wanted for the qualifying offer, and then we, you know, didn't try and bring him back. He moved on. He went to Philly, and Philly's built a whole, you know, Yankee South with Girardi and Torres and D-Rob and Didi. Great. I don't want us to go backwards. It was a great article. Mike Rosenstein, great article in NJ.com today. I caught wind of it, so I tweeted it. And I said I definitely want to talk about it, and I said I'd give my takes on air. It's over. Didi in pinstripes, let him stay in those red and white pinstripes. We don't need him in our pinstripes. The Yankee time is over. If we're going with a stopgap guy, get me a younger guy. Get me a more productive guy. Because the whole reunion is great in theory until Didi comes back and he goes one for his first 15 and people are like, oh, man, here we go. Didi has regressed. He's not the same player. The Yankees moved on from him for a reason. Don't bring him back. I don't care if it's going to please some fans for the day that it gets announced. I don't care if it seems like a potential stopgap, you know, until Volpe or Peraza comes up. It's in the past. We have to move on. If we're moving on from fan favorites like Clint Frazier, Tyler Wade, Rougned Odor, who are all younger than Didi Gregorius, we don't need to bring back the fan favorite in Didi. It's a thing of the past, but it's good for Yankees Twitter because Yankees Twitter likes to talk about anything and go back and forth, and that tweet did well for me. There's a lot of people saying, no, no way, he's aged. No, he's owed $14 million. No, don't do it, don't do it. But there's other people saying, yes, absolutely, I would take Didi back in a heartbeat, and I think those people are using the or leaning on the emotions and thoughts that they felt of Didi when he was a leader on this team and you know, tweeting his emojis out every night. And he had a good thing, but it's over, and we can't go backwards. Where we want to go is somewhere that Didi Gregorius never went as a Yankee. As much as you love Didi Gregorius, he never won anything here. He didn't win a World Series. Why are we bringing back guys that don't have rings? Why are we bringing back guys that never actually got to a World Series? There's no reason for it. And I said earlier in the show, it's not like Cam Newton re-signing with the Cardinals and or not Cardinals, the Carolina Panthers, and they have this whole thing, I'm back, and you know, he has his homecoming, I'm coming home. That's way different. That's way different because they have other quarterbacks to take reps. If we were to sign Didi Gregorius to be our everyday shortstop right now with this team, I think it'd be a mistake. We've moved on. The guys that he played with, a lot of them are gone. It's a different team. We're moving in a different direction, and we need different energy. No need to go back. Let's go back to the phones, though. Dave in Westchester, you're on the fan. Dave, you there? You hanging out? Are you there? Dave. I am Dave.
I'm here, man.
Okay, gotcha. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I want to talk Yankees. Freaking solve the Yankees' problems for next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the players, right? We got to jettison a couple of them. We put Florial in center field. The guy passed the eye test, right? He's a hitter. He's a fielder. We platooned Judge and Giancarlo in right field, DH to right field,
okay. Right?
Back and forth. Sign Rizzo, right?
Yeah, for the low. He should take a lower deal from us.
Huh?
Rizzo, but he's got to take like a little bit lower deal from us to stay here.
Oh, why does he have to take a pay cut?
Didn't he turn down 4 years, $70 million with the Cubs?
Yeah. You don't think he's worth 20 mil a year?
20.
Rizzo? 20. He's a world championship winner.
20, no more than like a 3 year deal, 2 or 3 year deal. Yes, and trust me, after watching the difference of Rizzo playing first base over Luke Voit.
I'll tell you what, in that last game that we played, who hit the only home run for the Yankees?
Yeah, I mean, that wild card game, I mean, I'm not judging anything off of that. That lineup was terrible. We shouldn't have went into that game the way we did, but I hear you about Rizzo.
I'll tell you what, Rizzo, LeMayu or Torres, Seager, right? I would like to see Chris Bryant, but if we can't do that, I would do Andujar, Urshela, split, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do Florial at center field, the Justice, Judge and Giancarlo in right field. Pick up a left fielder, man, you know?
Yeah, in theory, it sounds like it could be done, but like, let's start with Florial. I don't think they believe in Florial like that. I don't think they think he's ready, even with Aaron Hicks, to be, you know, in the fold every day, to be with the
Aaron
team
Hicks,
every day.
You know what? You bring Aaron Hicks in, you play, maybe put him in left field. Once
right.
He, you know, trade him at some point. The guy's been an injury.
Remember when Hicks and Judge were battling for right field? Like, Hicks can go back and play one of the corner outfields. Like, he doesn't have to be a center fielder.
At certain points of time, you could even put Judge in center field at this point.
We did, yes. We ran him out there a few times last year where I was like, all right, I guess we have to since we're moving Stanton out of the DH and right. Well, how do you feel about Brett Gardner? Because you didn't mention Gardy as an option.
Gardner's done.
Yeah, I think he's done too.
You know what? I watched Brett Gardner at the he was a rail rider in Scranton, and he bounced off the wall and made this catch. I was like, that guy's a player, right?
Yeah.
He played how many years now?
Tough little guy. He's been around for like 15 years. I think he's been up for like 14, something like that. He's been around for a while.
Yeah. He's a good player, man. I mean, I love Gardy, but, you know, first of all, I hate the nicknames, first of all, Keith. Freaking Gardy Higgy. Yeah.
Just put a Y, right? Judgy. I feel like the right? Yankees do that. Right? They just take these guys' names and put a Y on them.
It kills me, right? Why did we do – why did the what – you know, well, I listen to it. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a 51-year-old Yankee fan. So my first game was Reggie Jackson's. He hit 4 out of 5 home runs. I'm going to add the night before because he had a home run. He walked. Then he hit 3 home runs the next night.
Yeah. You were there?
I wasn't there. I watched it on TV, though.
Okay, so that's like one of the first games that you really remember watching and being a fan.
Old, man.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's enough to make you a Yankee fan for life.
But Yankees, Dodgers, you know? There's Yankees, Dodgers, 77, 78, and then what, 81? Dodgers beat them.
Yep.
Then I went to 86 until they won something again.
Yeah, I'm glad I missed the 80s. I'm glad I missed the 80s, Yankees.
A lot of slim years in between there, man. You know? The Steve Kemp, Mel Hall years.
How do you feel about these current Yankees? Do you feel like this core of Aaron Judge, and then, you know, obviously we signed guys like Cole, we signed guys like Stanton that weren't homegrown. Gleyber is close to homegrown, but obviously he came over in a deal. Do you feel like these guys, Gary Sanchez, DJ LeMay, do you feel like these guys, the core of Yankees that we've seen the last couple years, do you feel like these guys can win a chip? You think they're a championship team?
You know, they make the playoffs. And that's all that seems to matter nowadays. It used to be, you know, I remember when George Steinbrenner called Arabu a fat toad, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, I don't think this team would have survived under George Steinbrenner.
No, the manager wouldn't have survived under him.
Oh, for sure. No.
You know, like the team, a lot of these guys would have been shipped elsewhere, including the manager.
Oh, for Christ's sake, yeah. But I don't know. I think they're a pretty good team. I think they're only a couple players away. But you know what? Major League Baseball has devalued so many positions, like the starting pitcher position and all that type of stuff. You know?
Sure.
Then the Yankees signed this guy who's like an ace. And as soon as they take the sticky stuff away, freaking,
yeah,
you know,
comes back down to earth a little bit, and then you're locked into the deal with them for another 7 seasons.
Yeah, another 9 years. He's pretty good. I mean, he's still pretty good, and you never know. He could, you know, he could shut anybody out at any time. But he might also give up, you know, 6 runs in the first 3 innings or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I remember that Tampa game when Tampa hit him around very quickly after the whole sticky stuff thing, and people were like making excuses for the guy. I'm like, I got no excuses for him.
Yeah, right.
The excuse is he doesn't have his stuff anymore because it's illegal.
That's what it is, man. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is going to be unpopular. I'll get a lot of slack for that one.
Nah, you're good. I got your back, Dave. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Going to move on here. You know, the Yankee talk. It can go so many ways. There's always the Yankee talk of, well, if George was here. There's always the Yankee talk of comparing these Yankees to past Yankee players and past Yankee teams. We're with these guys, though. This is Aaron Judge's Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton's Yankees, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez, Gerrit Cole's Yankees. And This team a few years ago was a game away from the World Series, and that's what got fans dreaming again, right? This team, we thought, would get right back to that. We thought we'd be in multiple American League championships. We thought we'd get back to the World Series within a matter of 2018, 2019, 20. Now, you know, now we're going into 2022. And my biggest fear as a Yankee fan and as a fan of this current Yankee team that has players like Giancarlo Stanton, who should be, you know, one of the best players, or might be a Hall of Famer if he gets some ring. Like, he's ridiculous. Judge, who's ridiculous. Cole, who's been one of the best pitchers in baseball, I hope he can return to form. You know, one of my biggest fears is that this team doesn't ever get back, and that we look back at 2017 and we're like, wow, that team surprised people. That team was ahead of expectations, ahead of schedule, and then they never got back to even being close. They didn't, you know, we've been back to the American League championship, but we weren't a game away. We were two games away from beating the Astros and going to the World Series. Now, the Astros, that team's not going to be the same anymore. The big bad wolf of the American League, that team is not going to be the same without Carlos Correa. They've lost other players. Obviously, we took Garrett Cole from them. Springer's with the Blue Jays. You know, this free agency, we'll see where guys sign or what happened. I don't think that the Astros will be as mighty as they've been in the past. Maybe somebody else can win the West. The Yankees have to strike now, this offseason. They have to make the moves to shore up this team. And, you know, Milton was talking about, we're the Yankees. Do what the Yankees do. Yeah, do what the Yankees do and get us the players that we can afford to get. Get us the best players that want to play in this market. But also build the right team. Don't build a team that's good enough to sneak into the playoffs. Build a team that you think can gel and make a run through the playoffs and get back to a World Series. Because if we're talking about money here and we're talking about who's got the most money and luxury tax and this, that, and the other, build a team that can bring a World Series back to the Bronx, and those tickets will completely sell out. The merch will sell out. The concessions will sell out. And you won't be worried too much about luxury tax or anybody's salary or anything like that. Back to the phones we go. Kevin in Nassau County, you're on the Fan.
Hi, Keith. Congratulations on your time slot. That's, wow, I never heard of you before. Sorry to say.
Hey, that's fine. That's why I'm here. Somebody's hearing me for the first time tonight, multiple people.
No, this isn't the first time. That's why I'm calling in. I've been listening to you since you started.
And appreciate it.
But anyway, getting to the Yankees. I agree with you about Didi. Yeah, the time has passed. You know, as much as I love Didi, I agree with you about Cole. I'm scared to death about this guy not having the sticky stuff and he can't pitch anymore. I mean, he's obviously a very talented guy, but he's not going to be, you know, when he first came, you know. And the other thing I was going to say is if I had a wand and I could be the high exalted mystic ruler of baseball or at least the Yankees and I could say whatever I said goes, I would go with speed. I'd clean house and I'd get, even if I had to go into the minors, I'd get every position with guys that could run like Guardy in his youth or Tyler Wade, which I know I heard some other people saying, can you imagine that people are getting upset about Tyler Wade? It's like, yeah, he was a really good player. I mean, he was exactly what he was supposed to be. And he was a good utility man and fast as hell on the bases. And I would go with speed. I mean, so much stuff. I mean, what do you got to do? Be hit in the head with a brick? I mean, you know, it's obvious. I saw every pitch of every game for the last 8 years because before that, you know, I was busy working.
It's something we saw this year. We literally saw the difference in how the Yankees played when we had some injuries. I think I spoke on it one of the nights that I was on. I think it might have been the first night. When we saw Ryan Lamar in the lineup, when we saw Trey Ambergy came up. We saw Tim LaCastro. We saw Greg Allen. We saw Florio, too. Florio was also a part of that. We saw how different the Yankees played when there was speed on the base paths.
We won those games. That's when we were going on the roll, right? For like 13 straight or something like that?
Right before that, yeah. Even Velasquez, you know, right before that, it's like, oh, wow, the Yankees are a little different when they put pressure on the pitcher and catcher. Because these guys are stealing bases. These guys are hustling. And these guys are working walks or taking hit-by-pitches just to get on first and then do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
they don't understand. You bring these guys up, and they're hot as hell because they're Yankees, and it's the big stage and the whole bit. Run these guys out there until they fizzle out. I mean, maybe they aren't. I mean, I'm not a baseball expert. You know, I mean, experts see it. But if we can see it as fans, you bring a guy up from the minors, and he changes the whole dynamic of the game. Keep the guy up there until he, you know, until he fizzles out, and you know, send him down and bring up somebody new. But I'm telling you, man, if you got speed on those base pads, everything happens. Another thing that drives me crazy is Gleyber Torres with his throws to first base. It's practically a sidearm, a submarine type deal. He keeps throwing like that. He can get away with it now because he's, whatever, 25 years old.
And he's at second now. He's got a shorter throw to make.
Catch the ball and throw it overhand. You know, it's very simple. I know that sometimes you got to throw sidearm, you know, things going real quick. But if you got the opportunity and you can make a clean catch, throw it overhand, will you? And get it to the first baseman.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back after this.
The Fan is your station. We want to hear from you. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
The ghetto love is the law that I live by. That's a throwback, Rosie. I'm like, this is Lost Boys? I don't even know the words. I think I was a young kid when they were rapping about Renee. I think so. Lost Boys. Yes. Renee, Lost Boys. I haven't heard that one in a long time. Interesting. We're back here on The Fan. This is Keith McPherson. Night 3, show 3. We are approaching 10:30. I'm on till midnight, 7 p.m. to midnight, Monday through Friday. I'm a new host here. If you're listening for the first time, shout out to you. If you're listening for the second or third time, I really appreciate it. That means you've heard me and you've decided that I'm someone you want to listen to and you want to talk sports with. I talk sports, so talk sports to me. Let's see. We have a couple calls here. I want to go back to the baseball talk a little bit. And I'm also trying to go to people that have been on hold. Ross, Bergen County, New Jersey. You're on The Fan.
What's up, Keith? First-time caller on your program. Great job so far, and keep up the good work. But,
appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Going back to the hockey, I think right now, I mean, it's got to be a little biased, but right now you got to go with the Rangers. I mean, the Islanders are a hot mess. The Devils are pretty inconsistent. I mean, this year they've been pretty good, but the Rangers, they're just like, they got Fox is the best defenseman in the league, pretty much. Shesterkin's pretty much arguably the best goalie in the league. They got Panarin. I mean, like, if you're going to pick a team right now, it's got to be the Rangers.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like I said, there was a time where I owned a Mark Messier shirt, and I'm pretty loyal once I, like, buy some clothing or I have something. I remember even going to Bryant Park, and they had this big activation for the Rangers back in, like, 2015. I'm like, the Rangers are so cool, like, I'm from Jersey, though, so my allegiance should be with the Devils, but right now I'm kind of a free agent. I don't own any Devils gear. I don't own any Rangers gear. There's no shot of me becoming an Islanders fan. That's okay, but like you just said, they're a hot mess. Yeah. I'm hearing they're losing games in the new arena. They've got guys out from COVID. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Puck in New York, and the fans are filling me in, and I think it's a cool experience. I'm obviously new here, and I don't mind people calling in to tell me, hey, you should be watching the Rangers, you should be looking out for this guy, and, you know, kind of just doing the work for me. I'm doing some research. Like I said, I tuned into the Bruins game today for a little bit, and a goal of mine is to be able to take callers and be able to talk NHL on here.
Yeah, no, I'm from Jersey, too, and, like, especially up here in northern Jersey, it's all, at least where I'm around where I am, it's all Ranger territory.
Yeah, I hear that, and I feel like, you know, you might be able to, depending on where you live, you might be able to get to Madison Square Garden just as fast as you can get to Newark. So, like, what's the, you know,
yeah,
it's not really a location allegiance.
Yeah, real quick with baseball, I heard you talk about how you think Simeon's going to go back to the Blue Jays. You think there's any chance? I happen to be a Blue Jay fan too. I know we're like a rare species down here in the States. But you think there's any way they could sign Simeon Enright, or you think at least one of those guys?
I think,
thanks for the call.
No problem, man. I'll take it from here. I think they can sign both, but I don't know exactly what their payroll is and what they're, you know, trying to do as far as the luxury tax. I just look at the baby Blue Jays as like, yo, these guys are young. They have some guys that they're not paying. They were a couple games out of making it to the postseason. They gave us some trouble. Yankee fans know that. They gave us some trouble this year. They're going to come right back next year. And, you know, they just had Ray win a Cy Young. Why wouldn't they try and bring him back and see if he could do it again the next year, 2 years, however? Simeon, this guy hit 40 bombs, might have been the best second baseman in baseball, and this is a guy that was playing shortstop and bet on himself, took a one-year contract with the Blue Jays. Why wouldn't they try and keep him and not let somebody else take him? I think the Blue Jays have the upper hand as they try and keep that team together around Vladdy Jr., who's pretty much an MVP this year. I do fear the baby Blue Jays as a Yankee fan. If we don't figure it out right here in the Bronx, the Blue Jays are going to give us trouble. They already have. They've already caused a lot of headaches and problems for us. And if they sign guys and they bring in some other guys and develop other, like, you know, they got the Manoah kid, Ryu, you know, it's always been about the Blue Jays finding pitching. And I think they found it now. And if they can keep Simeon and you have him with Bo Bichette, Kevin Biggio, Gurriel, Springer, they have a lot of good players, man. And I think they're trending in the right way. And now they're back in the Rogers Center. They're back in their home country. It's looking good for the Blue Jays. I hate to say it, but it is what it is. Joey in Hartsdale, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing? I just want to say congrats on the program. I'm enjoying it so far, and I think this is a big step for the Fan. I think that they're going in the right direction now.
Awesome. I'm right there with you. Thank you.
So the Mets, obviously, we've had a bit of an off season so far. I'm a Mets fan. I know you're a Yankee guy, but, you know, we're here to talk baseball, whatever. So today we make a couple of signings. We got Eduardo Escobar and Mark Canha. Now, obviously, looking at it now, these two are depth guys. And obviously, I want somebody big, but I just got this question. It may be a bit silly, but Mark Canha, me as a Portuguese guy, I just want to say I think that we're going to bring some Portuguese grit to the Mets, and that's going to change our future trajectory. Yeah, obviously, I still want some big signings, and Scherzer is my number one guy. I think we should add some pitching, and obviously the main priority now is pay Stroman as much money as he possibly asks for. And I just want to know what you think about that more than the pitching.
So you want to know what I feel about Canha or Stroman more?
More about Stroman, because I think that it should be just a blank check. I think they should give him whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I am very pro Stro. I love his personality. I love his grit. I love his demeanor on the mound. I love everything about Mark Stroman.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Joey. I'm with y'all on that. Mets fans, New Yorkers, New York baseball fans. I said on the show, he's from Long Island, and he said he wanted to come back to New York. He didn't get anything from the Bronx. He didn't get a offer from the Yankees. He ended up with the Mets, and I think he's a part of, you know, this newer wave with the Mets. You lose Syndergaard, you lose out on getting Mats. Fine, those guys are in the past. Stroman can be a part of leading you into this future. I've already said a bunch of things about him. I've met the guy. He's got me blocked on Twitter, and I don't really remember why I'm blocked by Stroman, but it's like a Yankees Twitter thing. He's got like everybody on Yankees Twitter blocked. Cool. If you're a Mets fan, you probably have some Yankee fans blocked too. You can relate to that. And now I don't know about the blank check. I don't know about giving him whatever he wants, because he's not an ace. He's not that. He's not giving whatever he wants, but give him a good deal for what he's worth. He's a good pitcher. He's, I don't know, 31, 32 years old. Let me look him up before I say that incorrectly. No, he's 30. He's 30. He's only played 7 years in MLB. This guy is a guy that you hope is entering his prime. He's been around. Like I said, he's athletic. He feels his position. He's got swag. He dances coming off the mound. He's got that New York mentality to him, obviously being a New Yorker. I think Stroman belongs with the Mets. I think the Mets should lock him up. We'll see about it. Going back to the phones, are we switching gears? Jimmy in Long Island, let's talk Yanks.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Having a good time, having a blast in this role, in this job, holding down the mic on WFAN, talking to guys like yourself. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. What do you think about the Yankees making Seve a semi-closer this year and then and then moving him into the closer role when Chapman slips a little bit down the line, because he has a, you know, he's had a bad arm for a while, and he's been really good out of the bullpen too.
I'll tell you what I think about that, but here's a question before I answer the question about moving Seve to that. Are you asking if we should move him into a closer role because you don't have any faith in Aroldis Chapman?
No, not at all.
You have no faith in Chapman.
Yeah. We don't have Britton next year, so we
and
don't have Ethan and Guy.
What was my second question? Loaisiga. So what do you think about Loaisiga being more of a closer if you don't believe in Chapman?
I mean, he has the talent, but I'm not secure that he's going to stay healthy. He's always been hurt.
Yeah, so you need a guy that
I could. I mean, he'd be great in the seventh inning and eighth inning this year, but I couldn't trust him. His health wise, his stuff wise, yes. His health wise, shaky.
I think
they got it from the Giants because he was never healthy.
Yeah.
So I mean, the Giants gave up on him a while ago. He has been good though. He was good last year.
Yeah, I think Chapman is done. I think he's cooked, and it sucks because I did have this dream of Chapman redeeming himself and, you know, coming back and closing a World Series for us. But I think the guy's just, he doesn't have it. The type of pitcher he is, a power, you know, left-handed, like he's supposed to be throwing gas, and he doesn't have faith in his fastball anymore. And, you know, it seems like most of these guys in the league are getting a beat on his fastball. They're ready for it. He tries to throw the splitter. He added a third pitch, which is nasty, but like, I don't think we can rely on Chapman to be the closer. He's just had too many games where he's blown it in big spots and regular season games where it's just like, come on, dude, you got to close the door, and you can't even close the door, get us three outs when we need. Now with Seve, I think we need him to be a starter. Depending on what we do this offseason in acquiring starting pitching, I think we have to ramp Seve up to be a starter. That's what he was projected. Man, before we got Gerrit Cole, we were dreaming of Gerrit Cole being our ace and then Seve taking the ball right after him. I would still like to somehow see something like that. I have faith in Seve more so as a starter than a closer. But if he can't be a starter, we saw him come in and be like a middle guy and like eat innings. And like, I think he could be a middle reliever and like, you know, be next to like a Mike King. If he can't be a starter, maybe he's a guy that can come in and eat innings and give us some length in the middle of the game.
Let me just switch gears a little bit. What about the Yankees getting Olson, the first baseman, and Chapman, the third baseman from the A's, in a big package? Do you think that's possible? And then if they did something like that, then I can see Didi coming back for a stopgap, even though I'm not 100% sure that he's got the range he had.
If they could go and get those two players from the A's, I would absolutely love it. But what would it cost? It would cost Aaron Judge.
I mean, I've said this before, but what about Voit, Urshela, and then Volpe and pitching prospect or two?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would cost some of our current stars. It would cost some of our future stars. I don't think, like, just off Olsen, I don't think we're going to make the Olsen deal because they're asking for a king's ransom. They told Cashman, you got to give us your firstborn. Like, I don't think we're getting Olsen because they're still negotiating that deal. And there's probably some guys that are absolute no's for the Yankees in our farm that the A's are saying, you know, it's no deal unless we get this guy. It's no deal unless you put this guy. And, you know, the Yankees are, I'm sure, thinking about it because we would love to have a Matt Olsen playing first base for us in Yankee Stadium.
I'm gonna end with this question. Do you think the Yankees will do anything before December 2nd when the bargaining agreement is going to be renegotiated?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, I don't think they are, just because they set the market, just because they're at the top of the market. So they're inclined to wait. You know, my guy Milton called in and he said, we're the Yankees. What are you waiting on? Make a move. And it's like, what are they waiting on? You know, if you're the richest person at the table and the bill comes, you don't have to be the one saying, oh, I got it, I'm going to take care of it. You got to wait and see. You know, you got to see how this shakes out. The Yankees don't have to make a move before December 2nd, and especially if there's no move where the Yankees feel like they're going to win. I don't think they're going to sign someone or make a trade before December 2nd and rush anything, because we don't know exactly what is going to play out this winter with the CBA negotiations, with the winter meetings, with these owners, these teams, and these players. I think the Yankees, we got a week to see, but I think the Yankees are not in any kind of rush to get something done here.
I'm going to end with this. I'm going to say I'm going to hang up. Are you okay with Gallo and left? And, like, I mean, he had 160 last year. What do you think his season is going to be like and his future is going to be like? You keep up the good work. Good luck to you in your job.
Thanks, Jimmy. Ah, man, the Gallo thing for me, I was high on Gallo at the trade deadline because obviously he fit a need and he was available and we knew we could get that done. But it was deflating to see him strike out so much, struggle so much. You know, he did have some games, though, that kind of give me some confidence going into next year in him if he can get right, if he can, you know, figure it out at the plate. Defensively, he's a gold glover. We've seen him make some ridiculous plays for the Rangers and for us. But with Gallo, I need him to not be strikeout or home run. I need him to be a little more disciplined at the plate, work some walks, hit some doubles. And there were games last year that he won for us with home runs, that he won for us with doubles, that he won for us hitting the ball out of the park, which give me some kind of hope that next year, because we knew once we got him, it'd be this year, next year. It wasn't a one-year rental. It gives me some hope going into next year that he's got this whole offseason, right? He said he grew up a Yankee fan, family from the area. It's tough to play here. He had to adjust in just the second half. He was thrust into being a starter on this team, a team that, you know, ended up winning 13 games in a row with him, a team that ended up sitting him for some time to try and get him to figure it out. But I think he's the type of player that with a good offseason and going into spring training with this team, he'll be just fine. And we won't see the strikeout numbers and the outs that we saw from him last season at just the second half. I have some faith in Joey Gallo and left. He's a veteran. He's an all-star gold glover. And I just hope that this offseason and then, you know, spring training, he can get right and he can be a little better at the plate. And I think we'll be laughing about it as far as what he did in the second half, if he can erase that with what he does in 2022. All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back after this. This is Keith McPherson, 7 to 12 on The Fan.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey, Alexa, play WFAN."
Coming back from the break, Keith McPherson here live with you as well. My guy, Paul Rosenberg, behind the glass at The Fan. Black Friday, November 26th. It's a little bit after 10:30, a little bit after 10:45 now. We're talking Yankees. We're talking Mets. We've talked some Rangers. We've talked NFL. We've talked sports. And that's what I like to do. New host here, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to midnight, taking calls on any sports talk that you guys want to talk about. Right now, we got a guy named Leonard from Staten Island. Wants to talk Yankees. What's up, Leonard?
I want to talk Yankees, but I want to congratulate you. Great opportunity. God bless you. Wish you nothing but the best, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Everybody's been super nice and welcoming, and I'm just happy to be here and happy to be the guy for the job.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been listening to sports talk in New York since John Sterling did it. I was in the late or in the 70s. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I've heard a lot. You weren't even born. That's how long ago that was.
I love John.
You have a nice delivery. You know, some of these guys come on and they're loud and they don't mean to rant and scream, but they're screaming. You have a very nice, easy to listen to, very, very nice.
Good. I just
keep it up.
I just want to have conversations about sports and it be nice and easy. There's going to be times where I have to rant about something or we get into a argument about something, but it's Friday night. It's a holiday weekend. There's no need to yell. We can just talk about what we want to talk about right here.
Yeah, no, it's a good listen. So thank you for that. That's very nice. I hope you keep that up, man. You know,
I will try to for sure. Yeah. I will put in the work too.
I've been following the Yankees since '65, '66 as well. So, they just got to improve. They got to improve the pitching, in my opinion. You know, you got to get somebody who can field it short. And, you know, the problem in center is, you know, you still got hits, you know. So, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. And I like Rizzo at first. I don't want to give up anything to get Olsen. I'd rather get a free agent, you know. But just get pitching. You know, pitching is what wins. And a defensive catcher. I happen to like Gary. I like Gary Sanchez. I've been watching him for years, known about him even before I ever saw him. He seems like a nice guy, but you got to have a defensive catcher. If you remember when Torrey came, first thing he did was got Girardi. Didn't care. So that's what I want to see him do. Pitching, get a defensive catcher, and we'll figure out the rest, you know?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Baseball is about the guys playing in the middle of the field. The catcher, the pitcher, the shortstop, and the center fielder. And right now, the Yankees have question marks on all of those spots.
That's so true. I said that to my son during the playoffs. I said, you're supposed to be strong up the middle. We're weak up the middle.
Yeah, and that's not a good way to build a team. That's not a way to win, having holes up the middle, starting with a catcher, like you said, Gary Sanchez, who at times is falling asleep, lackadaisical type catcher, like not applying a tag to a guy right in front of him. Like, you know, we can't have that anymore.
I wouldn't be surprised if they bring him back and they get a defensive catcher. You need two catchers anyway. So,
sure.
You know, economically, with the contracts, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's back, but they got to get a defensive guy. You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if he's back and Higgy's back and those are our two catchers and then they bring someone in for spring training because, of course, they're going to need to have 3, 4, 5 catchers for spring training. But I think it's still going to be Higgy and Gary. I think
Keith, where are you from, by the way? Where did you grow up? Are you a New Yorker?
No, I'm from Jersey. I'm from Monmouth County. I grew up down the shore area.
Oh, okay.
I've been in New York the last seven, 8 years. So, I mean, I spend most of my time in New York, and obviously Manhattan, but in the Bronx and in Brooklyn. I'm where the Yankees play and where the Nets play.
And were you on John Boy? Were you with John Boy Media?
Yes, sir. Yep, John Boy Media. Pinstripe Strong is the Yankee podcast, and Talking Nets is the Nets podcast. And I worked with John Boy and all of the talented people at John Boy the last 2 years.
Yeah, John Boy's good. I'll tell you something pretty odd. So, you know, I'm an old guy, right? So I used to listen to JJ here when he was on.
Yeah, he's great.
And my son never listened to JJ, right? Well, now JJ left. I never heard JJ since he left. But my son hears it because whatever he's on a podcast. So, see, the old guy likes the radio. The young guy goes to the other media.
Yeah. It's an interesting time right now because it's like, you know, I was kind of pulled from the podcast world to come to radio. And then there's radio guys that are leaving the radio world going to podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're in a time where, you know, radio is free. You can turn on your car. You can also get it on your phone in an app for free. These podcasts are free as well, but you got to subscribe to them and you got to search them out and you got to add them. And I don't know, it's a little different, but I mean, it depends on who you like to listen to, who do you want to hear talk sports and what teams you like. And the podcasts are very specific. I think I told some people with me being on WFAN, I'm not going to turn this into a Talking Nets podcast every night. The audience isn't just Nets fan. I'm not going to turn this into Pinstripe Strong podcast every night because it's not just Yankee fans. This is New York. I like to talk with New York fans about New York sports.
Yeah, well, it's nice that they added the Yankee fans. This has always been all the hosts are all Mets.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mets energy in the building, but that's anywhere in New York. I think I said MLB offices is the same way. There's a lot of Mets fans that work at the MLB office and somewhere else is involved with sports and baseball. There's a lot of Mets fans in New York. I get it. I get it. Yeah. I watched that 30 for 30 on the 86 Mets, and it gave me a new appreciation. Like, that was before my time. It gave me a new appreciation for the Mets and the fandom in the city. I'm like, okay, now I get it a little bit more.
I was a newlywed when the Mets won the World Series, and my mother-in-law was in the house, and she wanted me to set off the alarm to celebrate. And I said, there's no celebration in this house.
Yeah, nah. All right, Leonard, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate
it. Good luck to you, buddy. Best of luck and God bless.
All right, so back to the Yankees talk and the points that we were making about, you know, what the Yankees need. And you know, if you're a baseball fan and you watch baseball, they always say you got to be strong up the middle. And I really do believe the Yankees are going to stick with Gary Sanchez and Higgy for another year. Those guys have been here for plenty of years, over a decade. They have rapport with the players, the pitchers, the pitching staff. I think those are your catchers. I don't think there's anyone out there on the market to sign. There might be some guys that slip through the cracks. I think someone mentioned Yan Gomes to me on my first show or my second show, and I said, yeah, that's a good name. If you guys want replacements, if you guys want someone to come in and replace Gary and Higgy, who have been here and who have done it, and, you know, they might not be the best. You know, they might not be, like, Higgy sometimes isn't the best at the plate or defensively. Gary sometimes isn't the best at the plate or defensively, but we're talking about the catcher position. Who else out there are we going to get that's better? And then when you go to the pitching, obviously we signed Garrett Cole for $36 million a year. He's got to be the ace. And I hope he figures it out. I think he will. I think he's going to lock in this offseason and really get, like, in the lab on his pitching mechanics and get back to where he is with his grip and what he can legally use. And I think we'll be fine with Garrett Cole. I don't know if he's going to be Cy Young level. I don't know if he's going to be ace level, but my fingers are crossed because we need him to be. That's what we signed him for and bank on him to be. And we also have other guys. A guy that I have this odd faith in, but not even odd. It's just like a fan favorite. Nestor Cortez Jr. I love Nestor. I've never hated Nestor. Even when we were doing the Chad-Nestor thing where Chad would open up and then Nestor would come in, I just like his style, his delivery. I think he's got a interesting look about him, a way about him. I'm glad that the Yankees have brought him back. And he had a great year, his best year last year. He's one of our starters. He's in our rotation. Guys like Luis Gil, guys like Luis Severino, Jameson Taillon. It's yet to be seen. You know, Corey Kluber's out. I still have a dream of Tanaka coming back in, but call up, talk Yanks to me. The Knicks lost. I saw a tweet about the Knicks. I'd like to talk about the Knicks game. Call up and tell me what happened in the Knicks game because I need to know before the Nets play the Suns tomorrow. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.